Corliss, Brother and Sister, Granville, Australia, May 17, 1894. Dear Brother and Sister Corliss, I did not think so long a time would pass before we should hear from you, and you receive a letter from me. We have not lost an interest for you and the work you are doing. I hope you will not be discouraged, because you do not see all the fruit you deserve in your labor. You are well aware that the work moves slowly in these colonies. Therefore, be of good courage. The work is the Lord's. The cause is the Lord's. You are to do faithfully your appointed work, and the Lord will take care of the results. I know you have great ambition and self-consuming zeal to see the souls for whom Christ died, accepting the truth to the saving of the soul. Every soul is dear to the great heart of the infinite love. All heaven is interested in every meeting that has been held in Hawthorne. God has precious souls in the community that have not knowingly bowed the knee to Baal. Do not wind up your work in Hawthorne in a hurry. Let persons be selected to give personal labor. You cannot be expected to do all that is essential in this line, and yet fill your appointments in preaching the word. I have felt a deep interest for yourself and Brother Hare that your labors shall be productive of great good. The Lord above can give the increase. I cannot believe that the work is all done in Brighton and Paran and Hawthorne. It would be unwise to let the work stop in these places and move to new localities when the work has not been really bound off. But the Lord will direct in all things. We have so much wanted to see you and Brother Hare and consult together in regard to plans and methods. No less than 20 have come into the truth at Seven Hills. They are mostly those who have made no profession of religion. Although Brother Hickox had been hard at work since the camp meeting, yet when we came to Sydney, there had none taken their stand. We tried our best to help Brother Hickox. I have spoken 4 Sundays and once on Sabbath. 3 times I spoke at Parramatta, twice at Sydney, and twice in Kellyville. There has been an addition of 2 to the company in Parramatta, and 1 in Kellyville. We have 4 places to supply with help. We interchange in our work. Willie has spoken twice in Kellyville, once or twice in Parramatta, and 3 times in Sydney. Brother Starr has spoken evenings in Seven Hills, after I have spoken in the afternoon. 1 week ago last Sunday, we had a general rally of our churches at Seven Hills. Meetings were held all day. All brought their dinners and ate in the open air. That day was a telling day for all present. We had been trying to educate these newly come into the faith to act a part in bearing their testimony. This was a new chapter in their experience, but we kept up the social meeting and they began to take part. Last Sunday we had a union meeting at Parramatta. The meetings held all day. The church was full, and my tent was pitched on the church ground. In this, a children's meeting was held in the morning. At noon, tables were placed in the tent where they could eat their lunches. This was a most profitable meeting. I spoke in the afternoon with great freedom. The Lord has given me much of His Spirit and power while speaking to the people of Seven Hills. There is a good representation of outsiders on Sunday, both afternoon and evening. New ones are added to their number each week to hear, and they are interested. The interest is steadily and healthfully increasing, and now the effort is to be made to see if they can build a meeting house there. Brother Hickox has done well at that place. He has preached much, visited, and given Bible readings. He has done a large amount of personal labor from house to house, and the Lord has blessed this kind of labor. I am not well. I have been working too hard. I sent by the last American mail 150 pages. Yesterday the strain was severe on me. The mail closed Monday at 12 o'clock, and I have quite a number of letters that must go by Vancouver tomorrow. Brother Corliss, let us be reasonable in our labors. I dare not say you must change your habits and practices in doing so much. I will say we, else you say, Physician, heal thyself. Luke 4, verse 23. I want to send you some copies of letters sent to America if I can possibly spare them. We have an interest in your labor. We know that the enemy will work decidedly to hedge up the way, to make it hard for those who are convinced to decide. But when I consider how long it has taken them to decide in Seven Hills, and then see one family after another moving slowly along, I praise God and take courage. It is hard for many in this country to decide to keep the seventh-day Sabbath. One old lady, a Wesleyan, I think, was as bitter as gall to the truth until seized by affliction. She was afraid she would die, and then the Holy Spirit touched her heart, and as soon as she was able, she came to the tent. She now gives a decided testimony for the truth. Elder Starr preached Sunday evening at Parramatta upon a living question here, the Sunday question, and the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment. The trial of our brethren has created an interest here such as has never been seen before. They are anxious to learn what Seventh-day Adventists believe. Merchants and editors are calling for the reasons of our faith to be presented. Next Tuesday evening, the town hall is engaged for the preaching of the Word of God in regard to the Sabbath question. The editor of one of the newspapers came to visit Brother Starr yesterday afternoon, and he says he will publish his discourse given last Tuesday night if Brother Starr will write it out for him. This he is now doing. The visit of the editor was no less than 1 hour. This persecution has stirred up Sydney and Parramatta, and now is the time to work. We feel deeply our want of means. We need it so much. Sydney needs labor as well as Parramatta. We must pray. We must have increased faith to believe that the Lord will work. The Lord will reveal Himself. The Lord will convict and convert souls. We have no time now to give to despondency, no time now to encourage unbelief. The Lord is our helper, a strong tower into which we can run and be safe. He will not leave His servants to work alone in the gloom and sadness amid their fiercest enemies. The warfare will be close and severe, but the truth will bear away the victory. We cannot be treated any more severe than the world's Redeemer was treated. We must suffer with Jesus, and we will ere long share in His joy. I wish I could see you and converse with you, but write me. I want to hear from you, if only a few words. I hope and pray that your children will be a great comfort and blessing to you, for this is their privilege.